Hope to Walk raised $60,000 from a virtual 5K we told you about previously. Now with a roster of musicians recruited from around the country, Grateful Live will air at 7 p.m. on December 1st via a link on their website. Kristen Staples is the Director of Marketing and Donor Relations.
Currently, we are working in Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti, Vietnam, and the Bahamas. This concert helps bring awareness to the plight of 35 million amputees worldwide who do not have access to prosthetics because of cost. There's no way they could ever afford a commercial prosthetic that costs $10,000 to $25,000.
Staples wants to see people from around the world participate. Viewers must register for free on the Hope to Walk website. Donate or raise more than $50 and receive a special Grateful Live t-shirt with artwork reminiscent of a 1960s concert poster.
And when we can provide for $250 a leg that they can stand and walk out the door with, but also be able to take care of themselves, take care of their families, work again, be part of their communities.
Retired physician Dr. Ken Jones is Hope to Walk CEO and chairman of the board. He notes those receiving the prosthetic leg, fashioned from PVC, wood, a crepe sole, and glue, can't even afford the $250 charge, which is why they are raising money through events like Grateful Live.
It's incredible the connections that we've been making with companies like Gorilla Glue, with other organizations, other nonprofits. We've been told by many people that we need more exposure, more on a global basis. There's no limit to where Hope to Walk could go, and we want to put a big dent in this 35 million amputees that need legs.
They've already helped about 600 people, says Jones. On the hopetowalk.org website, there are video testimonials with subtitles with people fitted with new legs, like Ada in Honduras.
Gracias por abrirme una puerta, gracias por respaldarme, gracias por levantarme.
To be able to get a person who has not walked since their amputation, to get them out of a wheelchair and get them walking in a one-visit situation at a clinic, most of these patients actually walk home.
Philip Johnson founded Hope to Walk and invented the low-tech leg. He has a background in the field of prosthetics.
We have invites to 39 countries right now. The most important thing is always remembering why we do what we do. I feel blessed to do what I do for a living, and it's time to pass those blessings on to people less fortunate.
Grateful Live next Tuesday beginning at 7 p.m. features performers like country music's Jesse Ritter, who even put music to a poem about Hope to Walk, written by marketing director Kristen Staples' daughter, Haley.
It's hard to comprehend how hard it would be to fend for your family and for yourself.
See the Hope to Walk website for more about their mission and to register for next Tuesday's free virtual Grateful Live concert. For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.